Okay, Sports Quiet here with Wesley Fields from Georgia Southern Football. Just how's the offseason been going? Summer workouts, and how excited are the guys to start fall camp, which I heard starts tomorrow or later today? Sounds like it's coming up pretty quickly.
It starts tomorrow.
Okay.
It's going to be rough, but hey, we all excited. I'm excited to see our progress from the offseason, because I feel like we as a unit had a very good offseason. You know, guys put on great, like, good weight, they had good gains in the weight room. I feel like our conditioning standpoint is going to be very good this year. We got to bounce back. So I feel like the guys got a chip on their shoulder. I feel like they're hungry. I feel like they're trying to get this money, man.
Yeah. A lot of talk going to Georgia Southern with running triple option, not triple option, spread attack, all that stuff. Do you find there's more emphasis now just on running a good offense and not really worrying about the labels of what's going to be run by the team overall?
I would say that we're just trying to get back to running the football how it's supposed to be, you know, trying to hit the defense in the mouth and run the ball and control the game with running the ball. But we're still going to pass the ball as well, you know, to keep the defense guessing. So we definitely got to get back to running the ball and getting that back on point.
Coach just talked about the standards at Georgia Southern with the national championship. Says that every player that comes to the program knows that going in. Do you feel that as being with the program now and knowing that you've seen the program at Statesboro is so strong in the past? And do you feel that focus to try to get it back to high level?
I mean, yes. I mean, this university, man, it's built on winning. You know, you see it every day when I go to the Ted Smith. See all the flags, the national championship. You see the conference ring, the first ever bowl, man. It's built on winning, so we have to get back to that. You know, this is what the people know, the town, Statesboro know, that we win here. That's what they do. Nothing but winning.
Did that change just the focus on this offseason with the board? Was there extra motivation coming off of a losing season and not being those expectations?
I think our motivation was that, you know, that season kind of left a bad taste in our mouth, man. We kind of got to bounce back. You know, it was just, I feel like that season was not so much of a bust, but, you know, it's kind of like gave us an outlook, like, hey, man, we gotta step up, man. We gotta be consistent every year. You know, we gotta be dominant every year. So we gotta get back to what we used to be. Gotta get back to winning. Gotta get back to the tradition and what this university is known for.
Talk about your offensive unit, particularly the running backs. It's a deep unit. You have several quarterbacks in the rotation as well. Does that help just with competitiveness and guys just trying to get better and improve as a group overall?
Yeah, I think our coaching staff do a very good job finding all the great athletes around the country. You know, we are pretty deep at running back still, and I feel like we just compete every day. Come to work every day, compete. You know what I'm saying? We ain't just competing against ourselves on the team, and we also competing with other running backs around the country. You know, we got to be the best. We got to be the best we can be.
Yeah, and lastly, off the field, I see your sports management major. What does that entail? Did you do anything in the off season to work on that, or did you stay in Statesboro? Like, how do you approach your off season just off the field as well as, you know, on the field?
Well, coming from my freshman year, I was kind of more of a quiet individual, and now I'm like more outspoken, you know what I'm saying, doing more. And so this offseason I kind of did more volunteer work, like helping out in the community.
Okay.
Like working on like meeting people, talking to people, you know, because I didn't really do much of this in my freshman year. I don't think I could have did this my freshman year because I was so quiet. And so just offseason, just doing all I can, what I can to do in the community, and just to get my face out there so people can see who I am and know who I really am.
Have you seen that translate on the field as well? Are you seeing some running workouts now, or being a leader now? Because you're 30 with the program now. Do you see yourself being more vocal?
Yeah, I actually can see myself like being more vocal. L.A. Ramsey, he knows me very well. He knows that I don't speak much, and I told him a few weeks ago, I was like, bro, I'm gonna start talking, and I'm gonna speak a lot during fall camp. He's like, nah, man, no, you're not. I said, watch it. But yeah, I feel more comfortable like now, like speaking out. I feel confident in speaking out.
Thank you. Appreciate it.